It's Tuesday, October 6th, AD 2020. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. The U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear the case of Kim Davis, the Kentucky clerk who stuck by her Christian convictions and refused to issue marriage licenses to men living in unnatural relations with one another, reports the Washington Post. Justice Clarence Thomas, who believed the Supreme Court should have heard her case, wrote, quote, "Davis may have been one of the first victims of this court's cavalier treatment of religion in its Obergefell decision, but she will not be the last. Those with sincerely held religious beliefs concerning marriage will find it increasingly difficult to participate in society without running afoul of Obergefell and its effect on other anti-discrimination laws," end quote. Thomas and Samuel Alito referred to the Obergefell decision as, quote unquote, "ruinous for religious liberty in this country." The New York Times is admitting that Sweden is a success story in the COVID-19 saga. It is the only European nation refusing to shut down for the virus, according to the Times. Sweden's, quote, "per capita rate is far lower than nearby Denmark or the Netherlands," end quote. At 300 cases a day, quote, "Sweden is also doing far better for the moment than Spain with 10,000 cases a day and France with 12,000, end quote. While other nations closed down, Sweden's, quote, "borders stayed open, as did bars, restaurants, and schools. Hairdressers, yoga studios, gyms, and even some cinemas remained open, as did public transportation and parks," end quote. Schools also stayed open, no masks required. The New American Magazine has exposed a program for public school children intended to introduce them to sexual perversions. The TextLine program is described as a sexual grooming device and, according to the investigative article, quote, "normalizes the behaviors needed by sexual predators and makes easy victims of young people," end quote. The program was recently rolled out in Virginia by Democratic Governor Ralph Northam. It is already available in Florida, North Carolina, and New Mexico. California has a similar program it has not so subtly named Hookup. The New American summarizes the government-sponsored program as using, quote, "deceit, subterfuge, and luring to sexualize more and more teens at younger and younger ages," end quote. Over the weekend, the Christian Post published an op-ed column written by Ron Sider and Richard Mao, introducing a statement which encourages pro-life evangelicals to vote for Joe Biden. The statement is signed by John Huffman, Board Chair Emeritus of Christianity Today, Richard Foster, best-selling author of Celebration of Discipline, Jerusha Duford, Billy Graham's granddaughter, and Brenda Salter McNeil, author, speaker, and longtime leader in InterVarsity Christian Fellowship. But for Christians, 2 Samuel 23, verse 3, still requires that he who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God, according to the God of Israel. Actor Jim Caviezel raised concerns about a rising persecution in America in an interview with My Faith Votes. According to LifeSiteNews.com, Caviezel said, quote, "We're in that place now where the gospel of Jesus Christ is going to be censored. You'll wish that you never even knew what democracy was. This Christian way of living will soon be gone. We're talking about massive, massive persecutions," end quote. In the interview with My Faith Votes, Caviezel condemned the welfare state and abortion and encouraged Christians to political action.
"Those of us who would trade our freedoms for the soup kitchen of the welfare state have told us that they have a utopian solution of peace without victory. They call their policy accommodation, and they say if we'll only avoid any direct confrontation with this enemy, he'll forget his evil ways and learn to love us. All those who oppose them are indicted as warmongers. They say we offer simple answers to complex problems. And yet they have the nerve to call it choice. Well, perhaps there is a simple answer. Not an easy answer, but a simple one. That you and I would have the courage to tell our elected officials that we want our national policy based on what we know in our hearts is morally right, Ladies and gentlemen, we cannot but buy our security of one nation under God, our freedoms in Christ our Savior, from the threat of the devil any longer.
Caviezel is the lead actor in a new film called Infidel, the story of a modern Christian tortured by Muslims. New allegations of sexual improprieties concerning Ravi Zacharias have surfaced upon more investigative reporting conducted by the Roys Report, Christianity Today, and World Magazine. The Christian and Missionary Alliance, the denomination which held Zacharias' ecclesiastical credentials, has announced it is considering, quote-unquote, additional steps in the church discipline case. The concerns are centered around the qualifications of an elder for the church, contained in 1 Timothy 3, verses 2 through 6. Therefore, an overseer must be above reproach, the husband of one wife. Moreover, he must be well thought of by outsiders, so that he may not fall into disgrace, into a snare of the devil. And finally, Polish President Andrzej Duda has become the first in history to participate in the annual March for Life and Family. About 5,000 showed up to demonstrate on the streets of Warsaw on Sunday. The organization Polonia Christiana claims about 1,000 babies are aborted each year in the state. That's 1/1,000th of the number of abortions carried on in the United States each year. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, October 6th in the year of our Lord, 2020. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.